I think they also often, what the Democratic Party is very bad about is throwing the left under the bus all the time. Will often, you know, they like to do the whole kind of both sides thing where, you know, it's extremism on both sides and there's, you know, something in the center that's better and good. And, you know, I think they're the type of people that will gladly participate in prosecuting Black Lives Matter protesters and anti-fascist protesters that, you know, have been engaged in this kind of revolutionary moment here over the last year. I don't have a ton of faith in the Democratic Party's ability to really confront the far right here, especially when they keep kind of throwing the more radical left here under the bus, which even though it's the radical left that kind of makes shit happen and is on the front lines.
I guess the Biden administration may offer some opportunities to confront far-right extremists in the military and in various other policies, but it would probably be unwise to entrust the fight against fascism to President Biden or his administration, it seems. Is that an accurate enough summary?
Totally. I mean, I think if you had talked to me 5 years ago, I just wouldn't have had as much perspective on all this as I do. And I think, you know, I was looking at the kind of all the guests you've had on. You guys have had on some really great guests. And I think some of them have probably had a bit of a similar journey to me, which is that the last few years has kind of like radicalized me a little bit. And I've learned and seen up close that, you know, like one of fascism's like greatest friends are kind of centrists and like centrist liberals a lot of times who are, you know, in some ways kind of allied with the goals of the far right and fascists. So, yeah, I think you're absolutely right to put it that way, that, like, you just, you know, can't really, there's a lot of reasons to not entrust this fight to someone like Biden or the Democratic Party.
Well, I'll leave the pessimism to you two guys. I'm optimistic that, you know,
yeah.
Uncle Joe's all about masking up. He's halfway to Black Bloc.
No, well, it's true. Yeah, it's true. And we got secret Antifa infiltrators all over Congress now. So it's, yeah.
Chris,